This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Hour number two, off and running, and we've got a big hour yet to come. We're going to talk more COVID and masks for the fall. Some different perspectives. We had Dr. Mark Siegel and Dr. Marty McCary in hour one. Former lieutenant governor and worldwide recognized foremost expert on all things Obamacare, Betsy McCoy joins us this hour, and we will talk with her about the impact of some of these new CDC guidelines. And then Bethany Mandel wrote in the New York Post this last week, and she's written everywhere. You've probably read her in everything from the Washington Post, New York Times. She's been on blogs. She's been everywhere. And her husband, Seth, is for the Washington Examiner now. But she wrote for the New York Post this last week about the mandates that may be coming for parents in the fall that are going to send their kids to school and whether or not they are going to be masked up. And we'll speak with her about what some of the consequences of those things just might be. And I look forward to that conversation. Should be very good. And then more music tonight from Cade Thompson. And looking forward to another great piece from him on the way. If you missed hour one, podcasts are available at SoundCloud.com and iTunes. We call it Apple Podcasts now, I guess, but you can just search for Kevin McCullough in the podcast section. Look for Radio Night Live, and we've got entire sections just for Radio Night Live. Now, it's interesting that we are talking on this particular evening, because this year in the contest of the Olympics, there have been a range of feelings and controversies and back and forth. You remember in the trials leading up to the Olympics, you had Gwen What's-Her-Face that stood on the stand, and as the Olympic as the American theme was played, she turned her back on the American flag and the American anthem, and she said, I can't compete, or I can't recognize that anthem. I said at the time, and I still hold this to be true, that if that is your approach towards America, that you should have no business in representing America in our actual competitions. Because while it's not quite the military, it is very much international representation of our nation, and we need only to have people that like our nation represent our nation. And I honestly believe that that's legit. I don't think you should have people going that are America haters. I don't think America haters should get to be on the Olympic team. I think you can have disagreements with maybe the administration that's in power or the politics of the day. Certainly I do. But I'm not going to turn my back on the Star Spangled Banner just because Joe Biden is president. It doesn't work that like that. And I'm pretty sure that Gwen What's-Her-Face voted for Joe Biden anyway. So at the end of the day, the politics stuff needs to remain out of the Olympic challenge. But then the games actually started. Gwen What's-Her-Face not going to do anything. She's not going to probably place. So we're all good there. And aside from a few characters on the women's soccer team, the games got started with a fairly patriotic showing by most of the American athletes. Now, I'm not saying all our athletes were ready to go, because when the American men's basketball team stepped onto the court against France and lost, they've only lost five other times in all of Olympic history. You know, this is not something we're used to doing. This was not so great. And so now we've lost six times, and one of those was to France in basketball. So that was that. But there was a little bit of humor to be had for that. But I will say that in terms of concentration, focus, and patriotism, our athletes have really poured it on. In fact, we are now leading the medal count, at least according to the latest count. 47 medals overall, 17 gold, 17 silver, 13 bronze. And that's number one on the planet. China just behind us at 46. Got a few more golds, a few less silvers, and one less bronze overall. We're doing fine. We're doing really, really well. And we're doing well despite all of the furor that came out this week regarding Simone Biles dropping out of the team competition of the Olympic gymnastics competition that was going on. And, of course, we all know what happened. She got the twisties, which is a very real mental condition where when you're in the air, you don't know where you are. You don't know how to land. She's very, very lucky that she landed on her feet and was able to walk away. She could have landed with her spine snapped in half and been carried out of there on a stretcher, if not worse. I mean, that's how bad that condition can be. And there's some rumor that she is still going day to day to see if she can compete in the remaining individual events before the Olympics finish. She did go on Instagram this week and say, I have had the twisties before. The last time that they set in, it took about 2 weeks to wear them off. And if she had to go that long again, of course, she would miss the rest of the Olympic competition. But by stepping aside and not injuring herself, which was a big bonus, she also allowed her teammates to step up, win the silver, and then her teammate, Suni Lee of Oakdale, Minnesota, stepped up and won the all-around gold. And you know, for the fifth consecutive reign, if you will, for the last 20 years, five times, an American woman has won Olympic gold and brought the gold home. And by Biles kind of stepping aside and allowing all that to happen, the medal count marched forward. A lot of people were like, you know, she's not being a very good teammate because she quit on him. She didn't quit. This is a real thing. I wrote a piece about this that was at Town Hall this week, and I actually did research on gymnasts across the globe that have commented on that sensation. I interviewed a few of them personally. The twisties is a real thing. You lose your sense of bearing when you're in the sky. That is a really bad thing when you are doing harder twists than the average person, you know, while going 30 miles an hour through the air at 20 feet high. You know, that's not a good thing. You need to be able to know where you are and where you're coming down. But having said all that, we're doing pretty well. And we may win as many as like 70 medals this year, which is going to be kind of impressive. And for the most part, our athletes have stood up, put their hand on their heart, sung the national anthem when it's played, or at least paid it respect, et cetera, which is what I expect and want them to do. But there has been this tendency to want to pile on to Simone Biles. And today, another one did it. A former Olympian, by the name of Henry Cejudo, who is also a former UFC champion, but he was a contestant, in the 2008 Summer Games, and he won gold there. Interestingly enough, I think Simone Biles competed in that Olympics, and she may have, in fact, medaled, or the team, well, I know that one of the women on the team won gold in that Olympics. But anyway, Mr. Cejudo said that Biles needs a kick in the backside, and I'm self-editing there. A kick in the backside. There were talk radio hosts this week that were saying she was a quitter. She was a sociopath. There were people in conservative media that were like, you know, quitters never win and winners never quit. I just wish sometimes that people had an ounce of knowledge of what they were talking about before they would say such things. Because the fact that they do shows that they genuinely don't know anything. I've actually, in past lives, before media, spent some time coaching, mentoring athletes at the college level, and I know from both working in men's sports and in women's sports that there's a lot of elements to the psychology of how young athletes work. That you know, people that just sit in a studio and talk for a living, we don't really experience anything quite like what they do. So it's a little bit different, and that usually some humility and some grace could be called for. But Mr. Cejudo says he believes that Simone Biles is pulling out of something like this, thinks she really needs to check herself. There's time for a little bit of tough love. If she was my sister, this is exactly what I would do, which is probably why his sister would hate him. But he said, so I would never say something that I wouldn't do to my personal family or anything like that, even for me, because I do believe sometimes we all need a nice kick in the backside. I don't think America thinks that Simone Biles tonight needs a kick in the backside. I think we need to extend grace and gratitude for the 19 world championships she brought home for us, and then wish her well. Everybody's got to retire at some point. And I don't see Mr. Cejudo bringing home 19 world championships, or any talk show host doing that either, for that matter. Kevin McCullough, we've got the Ladies Lounge coming next. Former Lieutenant Governor of New York, Betsy McCoy, joins me. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and in hour number two, we have been doing something here at this microphone for a number of years that it just isn't done anywhere else in talk radio. And very simply, I came to the conclusion a long time ago that when you're programming and major voices and predominant programming targets are all men, in talk radio, that you're missing out on some really good input for about half the population. So I said, hey, why don't we get more women involved, and why don't we create a place in a way in which, on a systematic basis, we can infuse some female perspective into the discussions of the stuff week to week. And so about 8 years ago, we started a thing called the Ladies Lounge on my nightly show in New York City. And it shot us straight to the most listened to hour in the city at that time across the band. And in so doing, I discovered that this actually does work. So we love having brilliant women of all walks of life join us from Leslie Stahl, the great Leslie Stahl at 60 Minutes at CBS, to some of your most notable conservative icons, Kristen B. Tate, Kelsey Bowler, others that are with me on a regular basis. And we do it intentionally. I believe that if we want to have a dialogue that is effective with people that are different than those we currently talk to all the time, just feeding red meat to the same choir all the time, I feel like, I guess it keeps enthusiasm up within that crowd, but I'm all about growing the discussion, growing the crowd. I want more people to understand the great things that we hold to and why. And so for that reason, let's open up the Ladies Lounge tonight, because I'm very excited. All right, Kevin McCullough, always pleased when I can get really smart people to join us on the show to share their knowledge and impart some analysis upon us on the things that we are dealing with every day. That's why one of the things that I mark the Kevin McCullough content with is not only what breaking news is, but what's important about it, and most importantly, why it matters to you. And my next guest is an expert at doing just that, PhD Betsy McCoy, who I like to call Governor, because she is the former Lieutenant Governor of New York State, and that was under the Pataki administration, and did a great job there. But she has also fought a vigilant fight for people's health in dealing with hospitals and major health components across the country. In fact, when Obamacare got passed, Betsy McCoy was widely respected as the foremost authority on the law as it was being debated and argued, and she returns to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Betsy, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
And it's always a pleasure to join you, Kevin, because your show is actually a public service. I really feel good about coming on the show. And today is a confusion day. Let's put it that way. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Confusion, is causing a lot of confusion today by telling people who are vaccinated that they have to mask up anyway.
And well, and that's the very thing that I wanted to engage you on, because we just saw 2 weeks ago a very different statement about the masks being made, particularly as it related to kids in school. But when they made the announcement this week and said, okay, vaccinated people, that really had people scratching their heads.
Well, it's a stunner, and particularly because out right now, brand new, July 28th, New England Journal of Medicine, one of the most respected journals, is a study that shows just how very effective these vaccines that we're using in the United States, Pfizer and Moderna, are the mRNA vaccines, we call them, that's the technology, how effective they are. And the Israeli study published in the New England Journal confirms that your risk of getting what they call a breakout infection is only 2%, and even most of those people aren't really sick. They don't even have symptoms. So these vaccines do protect you, right? So here's the issue. The CDC is reacting in a very unthoughtful, panicky way to a study that was done in India based on a vaccine we don't even use in the United States. It's inferior and not approved for use here, right? That showed that people, even though they were vaccinated, had a high viral load and therefore could transmit the virus to somebody else. But the study is so inadequate that peer-reviewed journals wouldn't take it. So to think about basing a national policy, a national recommendation on a vaccine we would never use in a country halfway around the globe with such shoddy scholarship that nobody will print it, you tell me, Kevin, does that make sense?
It doesn't, and because it doesn't, then I have to ask some follow-up questions, because why then would they do it if it is as unreliable as it appears to be? Are there other motives at play here?
I think there is. First of all, they're panicky. As you can see from the beginning, the CDC has not shown great skill at making decisions with partial information, which is what you have during a pandemic. It's always a changing situation. They're not so good at it. They've shown us that with masks, with other things. But secondly, and you can look in the New York Times for a brand new article on boosters about this, there is evidence that over time, the Pfizer vaccine particularly begins to diminish in efficacy, right? So if you got your jab 6 months ago, you might begin to worry that it's not working as well as it did at the beginning. So Pfizer is pushing for the federal government to recognize this and authorize a third shot, what's called a booster shot. But here's what the public health officials are saying, and I think this will really make you angry. It made me angry. They're saying, well, we don't want to expend more vaccines on Americans when the rest of the world isn't vaccinated yet. We don't want to give a third shot to Americans when people in in other parts of the world, whether it's Asia or Africa or South America, haven't gotten a shot yet. Well, the fact is, those health officials work for the United States. Their job is to look out for Americans, and we're the ones who invented these vaccines and are paying for them. But they're so worried that if they recommend that third shot, that booster, some of the manufacturing capacity will be used up producing boosters as opposed to fulfilling Biden's promise of 500 million vaccines for the rest of the world.
Well, and that's kind of typical of the administration overall. We've seen that they've prioritized the global need the U.S. need. I mean, that's the big the big choice that voters had in the election. You could put America first,
and
you could put the world first.
He thinks those Chinese scientists at the Wuhan lab are very trustworthy folks. I don't think many people listening to us today would agree with that.
No, I doubt it. And let me ask you this, Betsy, because we are definitely at a different place than where the original variant broke out. And I'm reading some things today about a Colombia, South America variant. I know the UK variant happened. The Delta is supposedly responsible for 83% of all new infections that are coming in. And we do have a slight uptick in the more unvaccinated states across the country over the last week or so. And what do you of what politicians or policymakers are doing with that slight uptick?
I think that they should encourage vaccines, speak out about the urgency of vaccines, and tell people, you know, I'm not for mandating vaccines the way Biden is doing. The best way to protect yourself is to get vaccinated, not to mandate somebody else get vaccinated. If you look after yourself and you get those shots, you're going to be okay.
All right. Glad that we'll be okay, Betsy McCoy. When we come back, more discussions about what the breakthrough infections mean with the Delta variant and just how safe are we going to the hospital.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the U.S. have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last week. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with large numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. and the first flight evacuating Afghans who worked with U.S. forces has landed in the United States. The flight carrying more than 200 people landed outside of Washington, D.C. late Friday night as part of a program to get those who assisted American troops out of the country as U.S. forces are being pulled out. In a statement, President Biden welcomed them to the country and thanked them for standing with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back. We're enjoying the Ladies Lounge tonight. My first guest up is Betsy McCoy, Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy. And Betsy, I was speaking with Dr. Mark Siegel in the first hour, and I reminded him of this little stat that came down. Well, first of all, on May 14th, we lifted the mask-wearing mandates because the rolling death averages were 549 people, according to the CDC on May the 14th. On this week, I believe it was on Wednesday, the seven-day average was 296 day-to-day deaths in which COVID was present at the time of death. Again, we don't keep track between COVID being present and COVID being the cause, so we're just kind of counting all of them as COVID deaths these days. But that was half of what it was when we lifted the mask-wearing mandate. Also this, out of the 161 million people that have been vaccinated, at least one shot has been given. Some 4,000 people have had breakthrough infections. That's a percentage of 0.0003. And Betsy, it seems like that these things are working. I mean,
that's right. The vaccines work and they're safe. And if you have any doubts about getting it, go get it.
All right, so let me switch gears a little bit. They want to put our kids in masks again for the school year this year. Is that the responsible path for the teachers' unions?
About that.
Go ahead.
First of all, we have not seen a variant that really attacks children. Kids are slightly more apt to get the Delta variant than the previous ones, but still, children in general don't transmit this disease and don't become sick with it. There are only exceptions, and they make headlines like that little boy in Georgia, 5 years old, who sadly
right.
died. But in general, they don't. And there are real downsides to masks. Even aside from the psychological problems of putting kids in masks all day, there are other problems. If you mask somebody up day after day, their immune system is going to be working on slow, right? Because you're shielding them from everything. Then when you take the mask off, they're going to be more apt to get the flu this fall, catch colds from their classmates, whatever is out there. You are hobbling their immune system.
In addition to that, there's developmental markers that are being missed. And I know firsthand because my 8-year-old and 6-year-old both experienced some setbacks this last year. And I don't think this is my problem, Governor. I don't feel like anyone is talking about any of those other side effects. They're talking about just what it has on COVID and COVID transmission and you know, whether or not. But, you know, if teachers aren't vaccinated by this point, if staff aren't vaccinated by this point, is that really the fault of the families or the children coming to the school?
Absolutely not. They should get that jab or get a different job, period.
Yeah. All right, I want to ask you about one other thing before we let you go, because I know it's a passion of yours, and we haven't talked about it in a while, but hospitals were definitively impacted by COVID and how they operated
yes.
and what they, you know, how they were even able to deal with patients was all interrupted by the pandemic.
That's right, and hospital infection rates went up. And, in fact, I have a piece in the New York Post about this. Hospital infection rates have gone up because of the pandemic. Nurses were stretched very thin, protective gear, less attention to the kinds of infection prevention protocols from cleaning the rooms, disinfecting the equipment, you name it.
Yeah.
And so it is more dangerous to go into a hospital now. And if you are going to go into the hospital to have a hip replacement or a knee replacement, heart care, cancer care, whatever it is, come to our website, hospitalinfection.org. We have the information you need to protect yourself from that infection.
Well,
come find out what steps you can take to reduce your risk.
And for people that are just new to this conversation, Betsy, just let me back up to go forward again. The rate of which people die, not related to the disease for which they're hospitalized, but for other reasons, what is that number on an average
basis? It's very bad. Hospital infections are the fourth largest killer in the United States. You've got cancer, heart disease, stroke, and number four is something the hospital gives you. Imagine that. So before you go to the hospital, even for the happiest reason, to give birth to a baby, come to our website, read our 15 steps. We'll walk you through them. They're simple. Here's just one example. If you're going to the hospital for any reason, don't shave your face, your legs, whatever. It creates nicks in your skin, a welcome mat for the bacteria.
Gotcha.
Just one example.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. All right, Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy, we always appreciate your time. Read her in the New York Post, and visit that website, hospitalinfection.org, for more info. Betsy, we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Always appreciate talking to the governor, and she's always so generous with her time. And again, hospitalinfection.org if you want more information. But some really astounding stuff there, friends. I want you to understand, when we're talking about this idea that we may be locked down in August or there may be mask mandates coming for our kids this fall, we're going to have to decide, are we going to play along or are we going to take our lives back? And I think it's time to take them back. Coming right back to Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. HTM.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey.
Kevin McCullough, and love having the Ladies Lounge available to you on Saturday nights here on Radio Night Live. And love my next guest because, God love her, she is just a mom that just doesn't stop. In fact, she and her husband, Seth, have just welcomed baby number 5, and she's taking time out to talk to us tonight about something very important. So let's reopen the Ladies Lounge and bring in Bethany Mandel. Bethany, we always talk to you about the most important things, and when it comes to our kids this fall and their safety and their well-being and masks, I know you're very passionate about it. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Tyler. This is my absolute favorite thing to talk about.
Well, and I will tell you, and I don't know that you've ever met my bride, but Carol Markowitz has, and you guys are all in the same kind of circle. You all think alike, and there's a lot of similarities that you have in raising your kids right now. And I will say that in her mommy groups around the tri-state area here, there is no issue that moms are more vexed about right now than the thought that their kids are going to have to go back to another school year masked up completely. In our own household, it probably cost our 8-year-old a little bit of development in terms of seeing verbal cues from teachers, but in our 6-year-old, she went from a perfect ability to speak, pronunciation, everything else, to a noted stutter in the course of 1 year that she never had any problem with before. And we firmly believe that the masking had a big role to play with it. What's your premise for the position you take in your piece?
I mean, I ultimately, it's just not necessary. We know how many kids have died of COVID. I mean, we actually don't even know how many kids have died of COVID. We know how many kids have died with COVID. And it's several hundred, between 300 and 400 over the course of this entire pandemic. And every death is a tragedy, obviously, that goes without saying. I'm a parent. I get it. However, first of all, we don't know how many kids have died of COVID versus with COVID. One of the first children in Maryland where I live who died of COVID was a 1-year-old who was already on hospice because he had been born with all of his internal organs outside of his body. So there's some pre-existing conditions at play here. And to force every single healthy child to mask makes no sense. There's never been any sort of proven studies that indicate that it is necessary or that it is even beneficial. And there was a great body of research that has mostly been unconsulted over the course of this entire pandemic about how kids learn. And I have a newborn in front of me, and one of the first things that they tell you to do about how to sort of encourage your child and talk to your child is to be expressive and to use your face in order to communicate with your child. One of my children, my 7-year-old, told me that she's been having a hard time with the masks at different classes or whatever, because not necessarily that she's having to wear it, although she also doesn't like that, but that she has a hard time reading the cues from her teachers and all of the people who are supervising her. And she says, I don't know if this person is mad at me, and it's making her extremely anxious because someone tells her, can you get down from there? And she feels really anxious because she doesn't know, is this person angry or is this person just sort of saying this? And it's hard for her to develop a relationship with someone when she doesn't understand if they're mad at her and on any given moment.
Right. No, that's the exact story of our 8-year-old. He's in that exact same boat, and he's already one that, you know, probably needed a little extra help in that regard. And then the damage to our 6-year-old, our baby girl, is just really discouraging. Since she's been home for the summer and been involved in camp and some other things, surprisingly, she has gotten better in a lot of respects to that. But she still is very self-conscious and very nervous when she is talking about serious things. And it's one of those things where, you know, as parents, you watched what happened, and you're sitting there and you're frustrated because you know that if this was a, quote-unquote, more normalized existence, this stuff would be worked through much faster. And, Bethany, I don't know to what degree you went into detail, but the CDC themselves have had a mixed message on masking. And I know that Carol has written about this. In many other places across the globe, most countries chose not to mask kids under a certain age. I think it was under age 12. But why did we, what's the explanation as to why the CDC is now leaning towards saying we need to keep all the kids masked even down to age 2?
So that's a great question, and it's one I've actually done a lot of research into. So all of these recommendations were actually passed under the Trump administration, and I have spoken to people who were within the CDC under the Trump administration, and I've said, where did this come from? And the amount of buck passing that I heard from every single person that I spoke to, who I'm talking to all of these people off the record. I'm like, I literally just want to know, whose idea was it to put a 2-year-old in a mask?
Right.
That's all I want to know. I would like to know their reasoning and why it differs so drastically from the WHO, who are setting the recommendations elsewhere in the world. And no one within the CDC will take credit or explain their reasoning. There was a letter signed by 15 members of Congress that I sort of pushed through. On the Senate side, it was pushed through by Mike Lee of Utah. On the Republican side, it was the Missouri representative, Jason Smith. And they sent a letter to the CDC asking this question, and they set a deadline for their response, and the CDC ghosted them. And Smith during his hearing, confronted the head of the CDC and said, why have you not responded to this letter? And she said, oh, this is the first time hearing of it. I will absolutely be in touch.
Oh, come on.
Shock of all shock. They're still ghosting. They have still not responded to 15 members of Congress asking questions about where these recommendations came from and why they're in place.
Well, I think they're in a little bit of trouble when Dr. Fauci himself, and we only know this because of the emails that were subpoenaed, but when he himself described masks being about as effective as using baseball bats to kill mosquitoes flying between prison bars in jail cells, you get a pretty good idea of what he thinks about that. And I think that is going to be something that we're going to have to press to get an answer. And kudos to you for at least trying. Friends, if you didn't read her piece, go back to the New York Post and do it. Young kids are at low risk, low COVID risk in schools, but masking them could do long-term damage. Bethany Mandel, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. And there she goes, Bethany Mandel, tonight's final guest in the Ladies Lounge. And Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, glad to have you with us. When we continue, we go back to the new music spotlight because new artist Cade Thompson with a letter to his future wife. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome once again to Radio Night Live, Cade Thompson. Song, Dear Future Wife.
So mad. It's gonna make you hard. I've been wishing, I've been waiting, I've been hoping, I've been praying that you.
you're out there somewhere on this earth. While you're waiting just for me, I'll do my best so I can be the future husband that my future wife deserves. Dear future wife, gotta tell you I'm still working on my life. I'm still trying, I'm still learning. This song is my confession that I'm nowhere near perfection. But the God who loves us both is gonna make me whole. I've been wishing, I've been waiting, I've been hoping, I've been praying that you're out there somewhere on this earth. While you're waiting just for me, I'll do my best so I can be my future wife deserves. On that day I finally see you dressed in white. I know that we will say that all the waiting was worth it. Cause that moment is so perfect when the God who loves us both makes us whole.
Music from Kate Thompson on Radio Night Live, Dear Future Wife. You can follow him on YouTube at Kate Thompson. He's easy to find. And his new song, The New Normal, that we played last hour, takes on the issue of school shootings and some of the things that he experienced as a senior in high school that freaked him out, made him really evaluate you know, where kids are at these days. Great conversation that we had with him in the first hour. If you missed that, go back and get the podcast. And as you are looking for that, go to SoundCloud.com or Apple Podcasts. Look for Kevin McCullough or KMC Radio. Either one of those will get you there. I think you can also just search Radio Night Live, and in any of those podcast aggregators, it should pull it up as well. I noticed we're on Podbean tonight. I hadn't checked us out there before, but go check that out. And we're toying with putting a Spotify list up of all the artists we featured this year. Have news on that for you probably next.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hands, tax.